Hey everybody, how we doing? This is Calling Strikes with AJ Torres, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. Now, just be advised, I am not a doctor. But that going forward, and no, we're not talking about COVID-19, I'm going to go about physique. Because if you've noticed, a lot of these pitchers have rather bigger bodies. Some of these guys are real thin. So, keep in mind, the reason I say this is because if you look at Chris Sale in general, he is 6'6", and he's listed at 180 pounds. Although, if you saw him in, this is the first spring training, not the summer spring training, or extended spring training, whatever you want to call it. When you saw him report to camp, apparently after suffering with the flu, he looked anorexic. That is not an exaggeration. He did not look well. And yes, he is having Tommy John surgery. And I thought to myself, you know what? Is Luis Severino, he's actually a lot heavier than you think. He does not look it, but he is a solid 215, which I guess he carries it well. Heck. So, I was actually going through a couple of teams, and one thing I actually noticed, I have the exact stature as Marcus Stroman, 5'7", 180. Now, mind you, we are different builds, and some people hold it better than others. I think he holds it well. I mean, I got a lot of muscle in my thighs because I'm in trenches, working on hills and such. But regardless of the fact, I've noticed that for younger guys, it doesn't matter if what high school they commit to or what college they commit to. There's some college coaches or some just regular baseball academy coaches, private coaches, high school coaches or instructors. Now, if you see a kid, let's say junior year in high school or whatever, let's say he's 5'10 and 150 pounds, which, you know, that is real thin. A lot of coaches, at least they've told me, being put on some quote-unquote good weight. That doesn't mean, obviously, dig into the fried chicken, cake, and ice cream and play Fortnite. That's not what we're going with. There's ways that you could gain the weight in a productive manner. There's a bulk build, which is really, it's a high-calorie and high-protein diet with a certain exercise routine. That's kind of the thing that I do. Now, I do a lot of outdoor work. I haven't gone to the gym in some time, including quarantine. But I've been able to establish it because of just my work and my diet and everything else. But if we go down the list, now I'm going to cross one guy off of here. And also, the way you throw matters as well. Because if you look at Sale's sidearm delivery, I usually only see that in lefty specialists, which might be extinct, but I digress. Let's go over to the Dodgers. Dustin May, another Sale physique. 6'6", 6.5 feet tall, 180 pounds. Joe Kelly, 6'1", 174. So, I've been looking into this as far as if you are a thin, skinny man. And if you go back, wind up, and hurl gas, you just throw heat. As far as conditioning, icing, how long are you going to throw that heat for? And how injury prone can you be? The reason I say this is because the last couple of years, if we go by Andrew Miller's case, Andrew Miller was at one point a starting pitcher. He was with the Marlins for a bit before the, you know, it switched over logos, colors, owners, whatever. But he right now, going into the season, is 6'7", 200 pounds. That's what he's listed at. But I swear to you, he's been thinner in years past. And if you look at the injuries that he's had on that arm over the years, it seems like it's connecting the dots. Now, it could be another lefty throwing a similar fashion. He throws gas. It's the arm angle. But how long until that arm breaks down? Because it seems like you're only throwing with your arm. Now, we go into a little different here. Chaz Rowe, 6'5", 190. And he's got that, arguably the best slider in baseball. It cuts in like 2 feet. Something crazy as such. And that's, when he gets that the right way, it's almost impossible to hit. And if he does get hit off that, it is really just power to the hitter. Because that, you can't prevent that. You just hope it goes out of the zone and you don't swing at it. But let's see. There's two guys for the Mets, ironically. Edwin Diaz, 6'3", 165. And Jacob DeGrom, 6'4", 180. I've seen Jake throw. And I see a lot of leg movement. There's some of these guys where I do see leg movement, which I think that's crucial to the arm. Because if you kick that leg forward, it's going to save the arm a bit. It's better than just the old-fashioned way of back leg, front leg up in the air, down, throw as fast as you can. Throw as hard and fast as you possibly can, hope it works. It's not like that anymore. Now, Jacob DeGrom, I'm not sure how fast that accuracy is. Let me just check. Now, it's saying that he topped out, this is four-seam fastball, 103.3. I'm sorry, 100.3. And let's see, 15.3 revolutions, almost 2400 RPM from hand to plate. Average of about 97. DeGrom's under contract, and maybe he's just special. But if you look at how great he is, he's one of the best pitchers in the National League. But as far as longevity goes, well, it's unfortunate he's on the Mets. He deserves to be on a team that wins. But hey, he got paid. He seems happy. That's all that matters. And we go from there. But I'd love to see Jake win it all sometime. He deserves it. And how long he will last, it's up to anybody there. But when I see somebody constantly throw gas at that physique, I know I've tried to overextend my bounds of my body and I've paid the price for it. I'm not sure if it comes down to these guys' conditioning. I'm not sure if it's just luck or whatever it is. The famous, oh, it's in the water. Well, if you haven't noticed, the water in Queens is kind of bad. But whatever the case may be, we got some guys that are going to be looked at and hopefully they stay healthy. And then we're going to pray to the baseball gods that everything's going to be all right and Jacob DeGrom. But that's all I got for this segment, guys. I hope everybody's well, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and let's get baseball cooking up. Take it easy, everybody. This is Cohen Strikes with AJ Torres, courtesy of the Worst Take Network.